Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota #4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Biden administration taking their hand off of our biggest ally, Israel, in the Middle East. They decided to abstain instead of stand with Israel on a United Nations Security Council resolution demanding that Israel halt operations against Hamas without linking such a ceasefire to Hamas releasing the hostages that they still have. From The Guardian, at the last minute on Monday morning, the U.S. asked for an amendment adding a condemnation of Hamas for its attack on Israel on October the 7th, leading to urgent huddles of diplomats on the chamber floor, but dropped that demand when it became clear the amendment would be resisted. So in other words, we'll throw the idea out there, but we won't really do anything with the idea if everybody else doesn't kumbaya behind it. We're not going to fight for it. We're not going to fight for our ally in Israel. We're not going to stand with Israel regardless of what others do. Now, here's the point I want to make about what this means from an American perspective. Joe Biden and the Biden administration officials are clearly now taking a policy to undermine Israel. And not only undermine Israel, but also boost Hamas and the Palestinians who have voted for Hamas to be in charge of their government. And they've been doing this not just in the last couple of weeks. They've actually been doing this since the earliest days of this administration. No one was paying attention when they were doing it. Let me explain why. They suspended anti-terrorism sanctions so that they could pour millions of dollars of American taxpayer money into the Gaza Strip as soon as he became the president, which they acknowledged would go to Hamas. And they stopped enforcing the oil sanctions against the Iranian regime. And what happens when you stop enforcing those oil sanctions against Iran? Iran makes billions and billions of dollars that they then funnel to terrorist organizations like Hamas. Hamas doesn't exist without the Iranian regime giving it money. So the Ayatollah was able to raise billions of dollars more than they would have had otherwise because of the policy of the Biden administration. And when you give them billions of dollars more, they send it directly to terrorists, including Hamas. The biggest funder of Hamas is Iran. Make no mistake about that. Now, Biden officials called on Israel to stand down in the operations. The Biden administration officials have called on Israel to stand down in the opening hours of October 7th. As Hamas terrorists were engaged in mass murder, including the murder and kidnapping of dozens of Americans. They were temporarily shamed into publicly supporting Israel as the scope of the atrocities became undeniable. Remember, when Hamas did what they did on October the 7th, this White House said that it was Israel who needed to show restraint. Never forget, that was our initial response to October the 7th. So now that Israel is on the verge of utterly eradicating Hamas, administration officials are reversing their support of Israel and resorting to restoring their policies of open hostility towards Israel, who is our ally. Now, let me also say this about this UN resolution. This UN resolution is a capitulation to and a major victory for Hamas, because you just condemned not Hamas, who are still holding hostages. You condemned Israel on the public stage, even while Hamas is still holding those hostages, which, by the way, include Americans, but the media doesn't want you to remember that. Let me tell you about my friends at Ammo Squared. They are here to help you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Ammo is delivered on demand or automatically when you need it, and it's stored for free when you don't. It's a budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammo, and it's customizable to your budget. Ammo Square was founded over 8 years ago in the freedom-loving state of Idaho, and Ammo Square is truly automated, set it and forget it ammo purchasing. You get to pick your caliber, set your budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammo builds up over time and is delivered automatically when you say, I'm ready for it. In 2020, when the store shelves went empty and prices went up 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9x, depending on what caliber you were looking for, everybody, including those that sell ammo, could not find it. Well, Ammo Square customers, they just need to ship their ammo stored at Ammo Squared, and they got it all immediately delivered with one click of a button. Now, maybe you want to get ammo and maybe look at it as an investment. Well, guess what? If prices go through the roof again, you can sell your ammo back to Ammo Squared. It's truly automated, set it and forget it, ammo purchasing. So go to ammosquared.com/Ben. That's ammosquared.com/Ben. And you can sign up and get some free ammo in your account right now. Set it and forget it ammo purchasing. ammosquared.com/Ben. Sign up and get your free ammo in your account today. I want to be clear. I'm in favor of a ceasefire. I'm not in favor of a ceasefire while they're holding hostages. I'm not in favor of a ceasefire when the terrorist organization is still trying to commit atrocities against other Jews. I'm not in favor of a ceasefire while they're still holding Americans hostage. There should be a very simple response from our American president, and that's this. We will give Israel whatever it needs to succeed and win, especially while Americans are being held hostage. And if Hamas wants a ceasefire, if the people want a ceasefire, if the world wants a ceasefire, then they need to put pressure on Hamas, okay? On Hamas to release the American hostages, and then we will become an advocate for a ceasefire. But until that happens, until the Americans that are being held hostage are released, and there are still Americans being held hostage, we are all in to hold them accountable for their actions. The other part that really irked me about what happened in this UN resolution is this. After reading it, it does not acknowledge, let alone condemn, the atrocities of October the 7th, the worst one-day massacre of Jews in the world, not just in Israel, in the world since the Holocaust. It included vague pro forma language calling for a release of hostages, which is designed to be ignored by Hamas and will be ignored by them. The resolution further entrenches Hamas to be in charge in some capacity in Gaza and to be in charge over the Palestinian Authority. The terror group and its Iranian backers that committed and helped train and support and aid the atrocities of October the 7th, precisely because they counted on the Biden administration to pressure Israel to let Hamas win. That's why they did it under this administration and not under the Trump administration, where they knew there would be hell to pay from America. So you look at what the Biden administration just did. And what they said is not just shameful, But it also confirmed the calculation by Hamas that America is weak and America will not stand up to taking of hostages, including Americans. How many times have you seen the president come out recently? I'm talking the last couple of months, and demand that the American hostages be released. How many times have you seen the president come out, or the secretary of state come out, or the UN ambassador come out and say, there is no discussions of a ceasefire until the Americans are released by Hamas? When was the last time the president had a press conference sending a clear message to Hamas that there will be hell to pay for holding the American hostages this long, and you better release them, and if not, we will support Israel in eradicating the world of Hamas? We haven't had that press conference either. We haven't had those words that have been said publicly. Clearly, they're not even being said privately, because Hamas knew the Biden administration was weak, and they knew that the Biden administration was not going to stand with Israel. And they knew that they had a good chance of winning this battle, because eventually the West would get tired of it and then come to their aid, calling for a ceasefire. What Hamas also is learning right now is that they are going, in the long term, be rewarded for their holy war, for widening their violence, as long as they see that there is Americans that are mounting pressure in our government on Israel instead of on Hamas or Iran. Now, you go back to words don't matter, actions matter in this. America abstaining is going to have a devastating cost to American national security and America's safety around the world.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget Israel for just a moment, and let's just talk about the message that is being sent to the terrorists that are still holding Americans hostage, that we're not hearing about from this administration at all. What message does it send to other terrorists and other bad actors around the world that America will eventually, after X number of days, right, just kind of forget about their own American citizens and say, okay, we're going to jump in on the kumbayaism of, all right, hey, like, there's been enough war here. Let's just all get along and we're not going to fight for the Americans to come back. Like, we're basically telling Hamas, you can keep the Americans. Like, you've had them long enough now. Like, we'd rather just have peace and there be a ceasefire overall than get those Americans back. So we're not going to fight to get those Americans back. We're just going to say, everybody just stop shooting each other and you guys kind of keep what you got. That's what this administration just did with abstaining from this vote. You just cheapened and undermined the value of an American life everywhere in the world. I talked about this several months ago when this happened, and America was like really downplaying the actual Americans that were taken. Like, when was the last time you saw pictures of the Americans that were taken on the national news? They're not talking about it. Have you noticed that? Like, they don't want to remind you. They don't want you to know that their Americans are still being held hostage. They don't want you to have faces or names of who they actually are. The media is making sure that these Americans just kind of disappear and just kind of go away. Now, I have a serious question for this administration. If there is a ceasefire, what are you going to do with the Americans that are being held hostage? Are you going to just say they're now property of Hamas? That you can keep them forever? Because if there's anything you know about Hamas, and you should have figured this out on October the 7th, like, they don't play by civilized rules. Like, if there's a ceasefire, they're not just going to, like, hand you back a bunch of citizens they took. That's not what they do. They're barbarians. They're not civilized individuals. They're soulless. They killed children and stabbed them in their cribs and beheaded them and took pictures and celebrated them and cooked them in ovens. They killed and tortured handicapped senior citizens. They took hostage 80 and 90 year olds, for goodness sakes. Like, they're not normal people. They're barbarians. If a ceasefire came down today, my question for Joe Biden is, well, what are you going to do to get the Americans back? Because the simple line here would have been, okay, number one, we're not abstaining from this vote. We're going to stand with Israel, and we're going to say keep pounding Hamas until Hamas realizes that we're never going to stop pounding them and supporting the destruction of Hamas until you give us our damn American citizens back. Like, that's a strong foreign policy that protects Americans, because it's not just about what happened on October the 7th anymore. This is now a foreign policy that is putting American lives at risk everywhere in the world. It's not just Israel. It's not just in the Middle East. Everywhere in the world, there used to be, and I was about to mention this a moment ago, and I want to go back to the point I was going to make, and that's this. There used to be like an invisible bubble around Americans when you traveled around the world. There was an unspoken, like, hey, don't screw with American citizens. Don't grab them and hold them hostage for ransom. Like, whatever you do, don't screw with America, because if you do screw with America, it's going to get bad. Like, it's not going to work out well for you. That's why you could travel all over the world and feel like you were safe, even though you were outside the United States of America, because it was very clear that if you messed with a single American, we were going to come after you. All right, before I continue with this, I want to tell you about my friends over at Freedom Gold. And if you are like me and you are worried about your financial future and protecting your hard-earned dollars, you need to do what so many are doing around the world, and that is turning to gold and silver as a hedge against inflation and the much higher consumer prices we're dealing with right now. You need a financial plan that ensures that the money you save today will be enough for you tomorrow. And that's where gold and silver come in. Gold and silver have historically been amazing hedges against inflation and a great way to protect your hard-earned retirement funds. And when it comes to buying gold and silver, you need a trusted partner. You need Freedom Gold USA. Let me tell you why. On average, they charge 25 to 30% less than most major gold and silver firms. What does that mean? It means you could literally get 25 to 30% more gold or silver when buying from Freedom Gold over their competitors just by picking a partner that you can trust. Freedom Gold USA is all about educating their clients on how to invest in precious metals. And that's why I use them. And this is why I want you to call them. So take control of your financial future now. And no matter what happens in the world, no matter what happens with banking, no matter what happens with hackers, if you have real tangible assets, gold and silver, you know you are protected. 1-800-655-8843. Take control of your financial future now. Visit freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. That's freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. Or call them 1-800-655-8843. freedomgoldusa.com. Tell them Ben Ferguson sent you. Now, some of that went away with the Iranian hostage crisis, right? And that's what led to Ronald Reagan being elected, because Americans wanted that status back. You don't screw with Americans. And guess what happened when Ronald Reagan was inaugurated? They were immediately released all the hostages because they didn't fear Jimmy Carter. And Joe Biden's very much like Jimmy Carter right now. He's not someone that is feared by any bad actors in the world. And people didn't fear Jimmy Carter either. Ronald Reagan, they knew right away, was a guy that was going to come and unleash holy hell on you, and that's why they released the hostages. The Biden administration is also, their response to what's going on here is disgusting as well. I want you to hear John Kirby in his own words at the White House. Listen.
The ones we vetoed didn't condemn Hamas. This one didn't condemn Hamas, which is why we couldn't support it. But we didn't veto it because, in general, unlike previous resolutions, this one did fairly capture what has been our consistent policy, which is linking a hostage deal and the release of those men and women with, of course, a temporary ceasefire.
That's not what was in the deal. You notice there, none of this is about saving American lives or getting the hostages back. This is all about semantics. This is all about, all right, we're going to say this kumbaya is, we're going to kind of talk about it, but not talk about it. John Kirby also saying this, listen.
Here now, for the first time in a while, the United States is at least abstaining and allowing it to go through. So the perception broadly is that the U.S. has no longer got Israel's back when it comes to conversations like this with the U.S.
Yeah, that's just not true, Ed. Nothing could be further from the truth, quite frankly. Of course we still have Israel's back. I mean, as you and I are speaking, we are still providing tools and capabilities, weapon systems, so that Israel can defend itself against which we agree is still a viable threat to Hamas. Again,
yeah, I love that, right? You guys aren't going to have the back of Israel. That's just not true. That's not true. We've got their back. No, you don't. John Kirby just lied to you. He lied to the American people, and he showed weakness on the world stage by saying nothing could be further from the truth when asked about the perception the U.S. is no longer has Israel's back amid the U.S. abstaining from a U.N. resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. What message then send the terrorists? Hey, open season on Americans. You want to grab an American, we ain't going to stop you. And then he's pressed even more. Listen to this.
Today, as you all know, we abstained on a UN Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza till the end of Ramadan and the release of all the hostages. Our vote does not, I repeat, does not represent a shift in our policy. We've been very clear, we've been very consistent in our support for a ceasefire as part of a hostage deal.
Again, if it's not a shift in policy, then why are you having to lead your press conference when everybody in the world knows it's a shift in your policy by defending your administration's decision to abstain from a UN resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza? The reason why you are in this scenario and the reason why you're having to start your press conference by saying it that way is because everyone, not just in America, everyone in the media and everyone in the world knows that America just hung Israel out to dry at the United Nations. You can say whatever your propaganda is here, but the fact of the matter is you have now told Hamas that American lives aren't worth that much, that we're not going to fight that hard to get Americans back that you held hostage. We're not really in favor of holding you accountable for your actions on October the 7th, right? We're just not. And you just want this thing to kind of go away before the election because it really does come down to the issue of the election. This president does not want a big war in the Middle East, and he doesn't want young people to think that America's pro-war and holding terrorists accountable. It's actually about that issue the most. They understand that young voters in this country are not in favor of backing and supporting Israel. They've been brainwashed by our academic society and radical young people and radicals that have infiltrated our high schools and our colleges to believe that somehow Israel's the bad guy after what happened on October the 7th, or that Israel kind of deserved what they got on October the 7th, right? They stand with Hamas. They stand with the terrorists. And this administration is looking at these young voters going, we got to get them to vote in November against Donald Trump. So how do we do that if they're mad at us saying that we're backing Israel because they hate Israel? That's the politics behind all of this. John Kirby is going out there changing America's foreign policy that's putting more American lives at risk solely to try to win an election in November.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to move to another important issue that deals with the Biden crime family as we will continue to watch what's happening in Israel and the UN with America deciding, screw it, we don't need to stand up for even our own citizens are being held hostage. And this is now coming from Politico. Politico is now reporting that the DOJ looked at transactions linked to Jim Biden, the president's brother, as part of a criminal investigation. Federal investigators were now being told in South Florida recently probed transactions linked to Jim Biden as part of a major criminal investigation, according to two people familiar with the matter. The investigation remains open, according to one of the two sources. Meanwhile, the Justice Department officials prosecuting an ongoing Medicare fraud case in Pennsylvania are also seeking information about the activities of President Joe Biden's brother as recently as last year. That according to a third person familiar with the case. All three were granted anonymity to discuss sensitive matters. Now, the revelations add, they say, the potential legal minefield surrounding the first family. This at a time when House Republicans are pursuing an impeachment inquiry aimed at the Biden family's business dealings. And Hunter Biden facing federal tax charges in California and those gun charges in Delaware that are purposely designed to not connect any of his, well, criminal activity to his father. Both investigations have scrutinized a troubled hospital chain. We've talked about this before on this show, AmeriCorps. AmeriCorps was a company that was desperate for capital. They went to Jim Biden and they asked for money. AmeriCorps sat down with Jim Biden and they worked with him in the years after President Joe Biden left the Obama administration, desperate for cash that he promised he could find them, but it never showed up. In Pennsylvania, where a healthcare entrepreneur has pled guilty to his role in the alleged fraud scheme, prosecutors say an AmeriCorps hospital received tens of millions of dollars in improper Medicare reimbursements. That is part of the investigation as well. Now, you look at everything that I just told you coming in from Politico. None of this, by the way, should be surprising. Looking at these transactions linked to Jim Biden as part of the criminal investigation is exactly what should be major headlines everywhere. This is the president's brother. I'm probably the first place you've heard about any of this. Now, these federal investigators in South Florida, who, again, they say recently probed the transactions linked to Jim Biden as part of this criminal investigation. The investigation, they say, is open and very much ongoing. They also are now saying that the Justice Department officials are prosecuting that ongoing Medicare fraud case in Pennsylvania, which I mentioned a moment ago, are now seeking more information about the activity of President Joe Biden's brother as recently as 6 months ago. 6 months ago, folks. So if you think the Biden crime family stopped their activities, their criminal activities, you're wrong. In fact, it looks like they may have even jacked them up when he won the White House. You look at the money laundering that's coming in from the paintings that Hunter Biden does. And the White House brother involved in all of this corruption with a fraud that involves taxpayer dollars. Like, this isn't private sector fraud. This fraud with AmeriCorps was fraud that involved taxpayer dollars in the tens of millions of dollars that were being defrauded and the American taxpayers were paying for. Now, both of these investigations scrutinize a troubled chain that Hunter Biden, or I should say James Biden, knew was troubled. And there, that was, in fact, the opportunity. Hey, I'm Jim Biden. Okay. I'll come in. I'll hook you up. My brother's Joe Biden. In Pennsylvania, where a healthcare entrepreneur has pled guilty to his role in the alleged fraud scheme, prosecutors say an AmeriCorps hospital received tens of millions of dollars in proper Medicare reimbursements, and they want to know how they got away with it. Could it be because the president's brother was involved in the business dealings that are now under investigation as part of an effort by Jim Biden and his business partners to land investments from sources around the world? Because that's also what this article is now saying in Politico. They said what's under investigation is the fact that Jim Biden and his business partners were hired by AmeriCorps to bring in foreign money because they couldn't get money in America. And so they were trying to land big paychecks from their, quote, sources in the Middle East to finance AmeriCorps and other ventures in the U.S. that were desperate for money. Investigators in Florida say they're now seeking information about an agreement that Jim Biden was a party to, according to one of the people familiar with the case, saying they have also focused on a series of loans made to AmeriCorps by an investment fund run by a Jim Biden associate, according to others involved. Jim Biden, we also know, told Congress last month that he was paid to arrange some of those shady loans. Now, a previously unreported lawsuit, notice I said the word unreported lawsuit, alleges that the payments that Jim Biden received were, quote, improper. In a complaint filed in Palm Beach County in 2022, investors in the Third Friday Total Return Fund allege that the money manager in charge of the fund looted millions of dollars from it by making sham loans. These sham loans to AmeriCorps, and then diverted more than $600,000 of those embezzled funds to Jim Biden, the lawsuit states, in Palm Beach County. So in other words, I'm going to get you some shady money, is what Jim Biden was saying. And when I get it for you, you're immediately going to hook me up and divert some of that shady funding into my bank account. What's even more crazy about this story, and this is where it connects directly to his brother, the President of the United States of America, is that when AmeriCorps diverted the $600,000 of embezzled funds to Jim Biden, then Jim Biden transferred $200,000 of his money, of that $600,000, to the president, Joe Biden, and a transaction that he and the White House have said was, quote, a loan repayment. So we now know how the money was flowing. Several of the loans have an additional previously unreported link to the Bidens. An email now that's been obtained by Politico shows that a lawyer who has worked for Jim and Hunter Biden represented the lender in some of the transactions that are now being scrutinized for fraud. That lawyer has not responded for requests for comment from Politico. Jim Biden is not named as a defendant in the Palm Beach suit and is not clear whether his activities are a focus in either of the criminal investigations, but they have been talking to him and seeking information about all of this. Now, the White House also doing what they do best. They refer to requests for comments to Jim Biden's representatives. Through a spokesperson, Jim Biden's lawyer, Paul Fishman, said Jim Biden is not being investigated by federal law enforcement in Florida or Pennsylvania, and he was unaware of any ongoing or recent executive branch investigations of his client. He did not respond to a follow-up question about how he knows that Jim Biden is not being investigated in Florida or Pennsylvania cases from Politico as well. The South Florida office of the Justice Department declined to comment, and the Western Pennsylvania office didn't respond for requests for comment either. What we do know is this. Jim Biden decided to jump head first in to the healthcare business area, which picked up in the months after his brother left the vice presidency in 2017. He was the subject of a recent Politico investigation. It found that Jim Biden leveraged President Joe Biden's name to promote the hospital chain AmeriCorps, and that several members of the former vice president's inner circle worked for AmeriCorps or participated in AmeriCorps meetings and its representatives in the years leading up to his 2020 presidential run. And is there money connecting the president to AmeriCorps? Yes. When Jim Biden got the $600,000, $200,000 of that money went straight to Joe Biden that they claim was a loan. Now, as part of that venture, we also know that Jim Biden worked with a group of Florida-based business partners to seek investments for AmeriCorps and other companies from sources in the Middle East. Now, this is where AmeriCorps is angry. They did not receive the investment funds that its executives expected by using Jim Biden. The company went bankrupt in 2019 and has been at the center of the legal and political controversies ever since. Now, what we do know is this is coming from Politico. They're calling it a brazen scheme. In 2017, Jim Biden began working with a money manager and a business development entrepreneur based in South Florida in an effort to land tens of millions of dollars to invest in the U.S. healthcare sector. The money manager ran a popular investing newsletter as well as the Third Friday Fund. Amar Rustam, the CEO of the business development company, the Platinum Group, boasted of ties to its leaders in the Middle East as well. So what did Jim Biden do? He was trying to secure big paydays and then kickbacks that came to him for doing it. And then that money went to Joe Biden as well. That is the reality of the situation. Notice that what I'm telling you now, no one else is talking about. I wonder why. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids. See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.